Danny, I just figured out that if I switch to Metro PCS, I get two Samsung Galaxy phones free.
Cool, Dad.
And I could be a super dad with two free Samsung Galaxy phones and call myself Double Galaxy Man.
Or you could give the second phone to your sidekick.
Yeah, I guess I could do that.
That's right. Two free Samsung Galaxy On 5 smartphones are all yours when you switch to Metro PCS. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God. And it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Goes like this. I feel a breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's going to change your day. Signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is gonna bless you, but just holding on.
I feel a breakthrough coming your way.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day.
The signs and wonders,
signs and wonders,
miracles
to perform.
God's gonna bless you.
God's gonna bless you.
Just holding on.
Just holding
come
on.
Come on, baby.
Mighty move of God.
Gonna change your day. With signs and wonders.
Miracles.
God's gonna bless you. But just holding on.
Just hold on.
Change is coming.
Yes, indeed. Change is coming. A move of God is on the way. We're having our special WGUM, Glory United Ministries, Thanksgiving service featuring this evening Bishop James A. Davis coming all the way from West Palm Beach, Florida. And Bishop Davis is going to bring us the move of God, which is on the way. Amen.
You wait and see, yeah. All things are possible to them that believe. Come on, you say.
Looking for your midnight.
Looking for your midnight.
Turn to sunshine.
Turn to sunshine.
Now it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
You wait.
You wait and see.
All things
are possible.
Oh, yeah.
Just that believe. Just hold on. Change is coming.
I can feel it.
Feel it in the air.
Yeah.
In the atmosphere. Just hold on.
Hold on.
Change is coming.
I know that the move of God.
The move of God.
confront what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. This is another test.
God a blessing. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott welcoming you once again to Glory United Ministries WGUM Thanksgiving annual celebration. And here, without further interruption, is Pastor Patricia Benjamin.
Amen. God does have a blessing with your name on it tonight. We are so happy. We are excited that you took out the time to dial into the radio station or get in on by the way of your computer. Just know that God does have a blessing with your name on it because the move of God is on the way. All you have to do is just have the faith. The grain of a mustard seed. Buy some mustard seeds and see how small they are. That's all God requires. It's just that little bit of faith. And if you touch him by faith, he will move on your behalf and you will have that blessing with your name on it because the move of God is on the way. Just hold on. This message is going to be great tonight. Coming out of West Palm Beach, Florida, I want to say to someone on the call, just hold on. A change is coming. You've been waiting and waiting, and I'm not the speaker nor the prophet for tonight, but you've been waiting and waiting for a long time. But God said, your change is coming. I want to go into the Word of God. Well, before I do that, I want to introduce my speaker. I introduced him on last week. I gave his name. We've got one more Wednesday night to go to conclude our O Give Thanks service. We can't thank God enough. We need to thank him all the time because he is a good God and he is worthy to be praised. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. My mom on Sunday was ill with her eye, but thank God tonight she doesn't even feel that pain anymore. We must always give thanks over the littlest things. If we would just learn how to tell God thank you, we would know that everything is already all right. My friend Bishop James Davis at West Palm Beach, Florida. We have been friends so long that I don't even remember how long, but I met Bishop in Delaware in the 90s, and I was invited to attend the service of where he was the prophet for the week, and from that day up till now, Bishop Davis and I have been friends, and so many times I've had to cry on his shoulder by way of telephone. And you know what his word was to me? I could have killed him at that time. As badly as I was hurting mentally, he said, patience, Pat, patience. Oh, bless his name. So I'm going to read this scripture, our theme, and after that, the next voice that you will hear will be none other than Bishop Davis. He's in charge of the service. He can conduct it any way he chooses, but I do hope that you all will push the one, because I know you're on here and you need a word from the Lord. But don't push the one twice, only once. Once put you in and once will take you out. So only push it once, and as soon as we see your number, we will ask you to speak, ask the prophet, whatever you will. Okay, let's read the word of God, Psalms 92. This is our theme. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. God bless you, Bishop Davis. The mic is in your hands.
Well, a good afternoon to each and every one of you. We'd like to say God bless you wherever you might be on this Wednesday night. Oh, I don't know about you, but I'm expecting. I'm not hoping. I'm not wanting. I'm expecting God to do great and mighty and wonderful things for each and every one of you that's on the line tonight. So if you have time, call a friend, call a neighbor, and let them know that it's church on the phone, and we are going to have a glorious hallelujah shouting good time. We pray to God that wherever you are, that there will be something said in a song, in a scripture, in just encouraging words to let you know, that God is still alive. And God is still on your side. Well, I want to thank God for my friend, Dr. Scott, and Evangelist Bonneville, Pastor Bonneville now. My God, you know, she's a prophet in her own right. Through the years, we had friendship, and friendship has lasted. And you know something about genuine friendship? It don't fade away. It don't die out. It's always just as firm as it was when you first put it together. And so we like to say to Evangelist, Pastor, Prophet, Bonneville, we thank you for being my friend down through the years. You just don't know. Sometimes just a phone call. You never know when one is going through. And just hear a word and say, Lord, that's all I needed. I got my go card. I can go now. Well, we're going to have a good time tonight. I have a word from the Lord for you. Pray to God that you can see yourself in this word. You can see exactly what God is saying to you as an individual. One thing about God, God speaks to every one of us out of the same scripture. Does not make any difference how many there are listening, but there is a particular word just for you. So you have said, Lord, don't let me miss not hearing and get the clarity of understanding of the word that you're going to have for me. Well, we're going to do something here now. We want you to get your Bibles, get your sword. Yes, we're going to get right into the word of God. My Lord, got a word tonight for you and I. Oh, I need a word too. Yes, I do. I want you to get your Bible. I want you to turn to the first book of the Bible. Yes, the first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis, and go to the 8th chapter of that such book, and go to the last verse, which is the 22nd verse, Genesis 8:22, and put a pen there and go over to Psalm 23:1. Those are the two scriptures we have selected for this evening. This is what God has laid upon my spirit. And we want to share this with you and pray to God I pray to God that you can see your light, that you can see your way through, because I want to assure you that there is a word, there is a word from the Lord just for you. And please, my brother, please, my sister, make sure you get your word tonight. Well, let's get started. Yeah, I hope you got your Bibles and hope you didn't turn them over. So here we're going to open up with an old hymn and we'll do a prayer and we'll go right into the word of God. Shine on me. Shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. I heard a voice, oh Jesus, saying, come on to me and rest, lie down thy weary one, lie down thy head upon my breast. Oh, shine, oh Lord, on me. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. This evening, our Heavenly Father, we come before you with thanksgiving in our hearts. We come, O Lord, just to say thank you. Father God, you've been good to us all. And Lord, we stand here at the altar thanking you for the closing of another day. Oh God, we thank you for blessing us to have a rise in this morning and have a golden opportunity to see the sunset this afternoon. Oh God, we just ask you to bless those that it's already on and those that it will be getting on. Oh God, touch their need, touch their spirit, man, touch their infirmity. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that not only that, that some will realize that I'm out of the ark of safety and I'm going to dedicate and give my life back to God. Say, we want souls revived in the name of Jesus. Bless the host of this here program, Dr. Scott and Pastor Barnabas. Oh God, they're doing a beautiful, wonderful job. And we ask, oh God, that you give them the strength, give them the insight of wisdom, that they would be able to continue on to go further and further and deeper in your holy word. Now, Lord, bless every listening ear. Bless every condition that is facing the prayer line tonight. Oh, God, we just ask him for that special anointing, that special word that can rebuke and can and come. This can come against, can come. Oh, sometimes I can't get it out plain. I say, come against that evil spirit. It's trying its best to corrupt your children. But, Lord, we thank you. Now, Lord, I'm asking you to just take self out the way. Yes, Lord, take self out the way. And allow your anointing, that Holy Ghost power, to just take hold to me. Why, I deliver your word, Lord. Let me do it in a fashion, Lord, that everybody that hears will receive what you're saying to them as individuals in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just, Lord, well, I feel your Holy Ghost. We just want to tell you, thank you. Thank you. Thank in Jesus' name. Well, look at the first book of the Bible, the 8th chapter of the book of Genesis, and look down at the 28th verse. Oh, my God, we're going to have a time tonight. I feel God moving already. 8:22 of the first book of the Bible of Genesis. It says, while the earth remains, oh, my God, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, and summer and winter, and days and night shall not cease. Lord have mercy. That's a spoken word from God. Listen how he expanded. He is saying, while the remaining there will be seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. What a spoken word. The 23rd chapter of the book of Genesis. My Lord. We're just going to focus on a couple of verses here. There is 6 verses in this whole chapter. We might get through them all, but we're just going to focus on just one or two. And the first one says, the Lord is. That sounds like it's a personal thing, that you got a personal relationship. Do you know him for yourself? Can you say, the Lord is my shepherd? Lord have mercy. The Lord my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Oh, he leadeth me beside the still water. My brothers and sisters tonight, if you want a topic, if you want a subject, just pick out whatever you want. But what I'm going to say tonight, we want to use a subtopic. And it is, who is your shepherd while you own Mother Earth? Who is your shepherd while you own Mother Earth? Of Genesis said, as long as the earth remains, we've heard and seen many things come and go in our lifetime. And the earth is still here. It has not left and went nowhere. And it says, the Lord is my shepherd. Now, if we could do a survey tonight, I'm pretty sure that would be some of you could say, well, preacher, I know if it wasn't for the Lord, I would have been gone long, long, long time ago. I know he's a shepherd because he's been good to me. But I want to tell you something about a shepherd. A shepherd is one that watches over the sheep. And when you're going to this, and please, ma'am, please, sir, don't take it out of context, because a sheep and a shepherd, the shepherd always protects the sheep. Now, you and I probably say, well, preacher, I don't know the Lord that well, but I've heard about him and da-da-da-da. But Scripture says, tell them, David, that I lean on the jet as well as I do the unjet. You're not being blessed just because you don't know him or because you know him in a way of speaking. He honor prayer. He honor our great parents and folk parents, how they cried out and said, Lord, bless my child, bless my husband, bless my wife, bless my kid. And my mother used to pray a prayer, and we could hear when we were small. She said, Lord, let me live long enough to see my baby grown and able to take care of themselves. And before my mother passed, every one of us was full grown and had kids of our own. God is a prayer hearing God. Notice what the scripture says here. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Now remember, we are the sheep. And when you study the history of sheep, you find out that they are not the smartest animal. Matter of fact, they are some of the dumbest animals that walk the earth. They fear no danger. They cannot find water. They cannot find food. They depend on the shepherd to take care of them. So you and I, we are the same way. We are powerless, but we serve a God that has all power. Well, what are you saying, David? I want you to let your mind go down memory lane and say, whew, I almost got hit. I almost ran off the bridge. What stopped you from running off that cliff? What stopped you from being hit by that car? Because your shepherd. Oh, help me here, Holy Ghost. Your shepherd was watching over you and taking care of you. That's why he said, I reign on the just as well as I do the unjust. There's no prospective person with God. What I do for one, I do it for another. God would only warn us over and over and over. But we have to realize that we have to make up in our mind, as the song we used to sing long time ago, it says, for God I live, and for God I die. So we're asking you tonight, who is your shepherd? Who do you look to for your earthly things and things that you have such a desire for, to watch over your health or your family, your job, and all these things that we know that we cannot
supply ourselves, we need the help of God. So that's why I'm saying when you said the Lord is my shepherd, you need to have a relationship with God. And wait a minute. I know some of y'all probably said, well, wait a minute, preach. I went to church Sunday, and we had a shouting good time, and I saw Sister Carrie that she had on a new outfit, and I saw Deacon Loblo that he had a brand new car, and the choir, they sung one of my favorite hymns. But what did the preacher preach about? It was good. Well, you was just a churchgoer. You was just a pew setter. But when you have a relationship with God, you always come with a different appearance. You always come with a different, even though you're on the verge of losing your job, even though you don't have money in the bank or neither in your pocket, even though you look to be convicted, but you come back with something. You come back with a glow on your face because when you get into the presence of God, something about your whole company has changed. You read the story of Moses when he went up on the mountain and was there with him. And when he came down, oh, he didn't have Vaseline. He didn't have all the stuff. But he had a glow over his face. And you know he had been in the presence of God. We be in the presence of God and all we have is a good shout, a good dance, or speaking in tongues. But that don't mean that you're really in the presence of God. That means you just did something churchy-like. But when you are in the presence of God, God will always speak to you. He will always give you words of encouragement, and he always give you information. So are you really, really depending on your shepherd tonight? Oh, I feel somebody out there saying, preacher, go ahead on and preach because you're helping me out tonight. That's the purpose of me being here on this program tonight, is to help to pick up your spirit, man, to get you in a position that you can walk closer. Oh, my God, have that closer walk with God. I mean that one-on-one intimate relationship with God. When is the last time you talked to God? When is the last time you let God speak back to you? Most of the time we ask God for a mature list of things, or maybe for a loved one, or for something that you need, especially that you see that you cannot get on your own. And you say, Lord, bless me with this and this, and we put the promises with it. But when is the last time you had a relationship with God and you waited till God speak to you? Oh, yeah. When God speak to you, you come back with a word. Go back there to Moses and look when he was on the mountain. When he came down, he came back with a word. He came back with information to give someone. He brought the tablets back with the Ten Commandments on it. So if you went to church Sunday, my brother and my sister, what word do you have for someone tonight? Lord have mercy. So we know that when we are walking with God and depending on God, we give God his due. Or did you tell him thank you today when you're waking up this morning? Did you tell him how much you appreciate him, how much you adore him? I do a prison ministry every week, and tonight I eliminated myself from going because I had promised my friend that I would be here with her on this program tonight. And we don't get out after 7:30, and we cannot take phones into the prison, so I let someone else fill in for me tonight just to be with you all tonight, and it's a blessing. I feel the anointing. I feel somebody on the line is putting on the spirit, man. But I got word for you. If you just stay on a little while longer, God is going to give you your answer. So we use, when we go into the prison, we ask individuals, what have you done for God today? Have you really, you cannot buy God this, that, and the other, but you can show appreciation. I tell them, I said, thank you don't cost you much, but the reward from saying thank you can bless you more than you can ever have. Let me say that again. I think you missed it, didn't you? That was a good place to shout. Thank you don't cost you much, but the reward that you get from saying thank you is more than you can conquer. You don't have room to suffer the reward from just saying thank you. Thank you will take you a long ways. Did you tell God thank you when he awakened you out of that dead sleep or slumber this morning? And all through the course of the day, did you just look up? You know, I pray all through the day. Lord, thank you. I look over, Lord, you've been good to me. Thank you for your blessing. Oh, that's prayer. That's praises. That's worshiping God. That's letting my shepherd know I appreciate him. Lord, thank you for the blessing. And Lord, thank you for what I asked you for last week. And I've got it this week, but I haven't got it in my hand. But Lord, I thank you anyway. The Bible says, speak those things. I wish I could get some Bible readers here tonight. Speak those things as if they were, as if they were not. Or back him up, scripture, back him up. It says, so a man thinketh, so is he. What are you thinking? Are you really thinking that you are really walking with God? Oh, I know some of you said, well, preacher, I'm saved. I've been saved a long time ago. But since you've been saved, you still find yourself doing some of the things that you were saved from. But that does not mean that you got to make it a practice because, see, God is still with you. You say, God is walking with me. God is doing this. But God shouldn't be walking with you. God should be in you. And when God is in you, he speaks to you on a regular basis. Or that spirit man says, I wouldn't go. I'll back away. You need to listen. You need to tap into the spiritual realm. And when you do, you're able to flow with God. And the most important thing about flowing with God and being in the spiritual realm, you need to listen and wait till God speak back to you. I remember a little boy coming up. We used to do the house service and had a deacon there named Deacon Peoples. And we would always want Deacon Peoples to pray because we would mark him. But Deacon had a way that he prayed so long. And when he finished, get ready to say, close his prayer, he said, now, Lord. He said, now, Lord. I done prayed my prayer, and I want to hear you, Jesus. Come on and speak to your children. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. And we just had to stay there and wait until those feel like God has spoken to them. Are you waiting on God? Are you waiting on God? Let me slow down. I ain't ready to go there yet. But God is a good God. Notice what he said. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Notice the next word. It says he maketh me to lie down in a green pasture. Now, I live here in South Florida. We very seldom have the weather so bad that we don't have grass or green stuff of this nature. Where I live at, it don't get cold to those that is from the north. But we Floridians and people's been here a while, and when they get into the low 60s and upper 60s and mid 70s, that's kind of cold for us. But where you come here, you go out to the beach and ready to get into the ocean and take your dip. But since I've been here, and they have a lot of cattle in this state, and when you're traveling, going through Texas and other places in Georgia and Alabama where they raise cows, and I want to put this in your spirit, does not make any difference how many cows out there in the pasture. They're not fighting over grass. They're not running out of grass. They got more grass than they can eat, and they eat all day long. When they wake up the next day, they don't worry about, is there any leftovers? Is there enough to take us through the day? They go back right back again and get into it. But notice how your shepherd is speaking to you and I, and the emphasis that he's trying to put in us, that we know that we can depend and lean on Jesus. It says, he maketh me to lie down in a green pasture. Brothers and sisters, whoever you are on the line tonight is putting on the spirit, man. You got more than you need. You got an overflow, more than enough. Reach out and enjoy. The Lord is my shepherd. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. Folks, that still water run deep. But he gives you things that you need. And all you have to do is just turn it over to him. And when you start to communicate with God, he does something else for your spirit, man. He picks you up. He puts you in a mold of strength, a mold of growth, a mold of enhancing more than what you had before. It says, he restores my soul. God don't back us up. He picks us up. He pushes us up. Because he wants you to be stronger. Because what you went through yesterday, as old folks said, or last year, those things don't come back no more. When they come back again, it's stronger than what it was. Every test, every obstacle that you might have to face, my brothers and sisters, on this Christian walk, it'll be one that you never encountered before. But God will give you the strength to endure and to come out with victory. That you always say, oh, you don't wait till the battle's over. No, sir, you ought to just shout. Soon God said, now go through here, do this, do that. Because he have already, when God gives you that assignment and put a responsibility in your hand that you must go, he have already made the preparation for you to cross the finish line. All you have to do is have a made-up mind. I'm going. I'm going. And it says, listen how he's speaking. Oh, my God. He leadeth me beside the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Now, that's a trouble. That's a problem that I have with some of y'all Christian folks. I'm speaking to you, sir. Speaking to you, lady of God, pastor, prophet, teacher, leader. We have a habit. Now, don't take it out of context. Paul said, I become whatever I become to win souls. But we allow ourselves to become too comfortable and too relaxed with individuals that's not on the same path we are. You cannot associate unless you're trying to pull them up. But associate just for the word association or just to have fun, because this is my buddy, this is my longtime friend, and they're not on the path of you going. Either, let me tell you something, there's two things the spirit that would do, evil and good. One would draw you, and the other will pull you away. So you have to stay around strong saints. You stay around individuals that's trying to, is looking up, want to have a closer walk with God. Not saying that you have to look down on them. Treat them with respect. Always tell them about how God loves them and how you would like to see them in the body of Christ. But you cannot make yourself comfortable with people below your level, because they're not going any further. If they're below your level, they're not trying to come up, that's a warning to you that that's where they want to be. So you have to be where you can grow. You need individuals that's speaking and saying the same thing and have a gender that's like you. I want to be closer to my Lord and Savior. Oh, that's the kind of God we serve. He says, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? Or you're going to have some death walks. You're going to have some death march. But just because you walked through them, you didn't get stuck in them and you didn't have to stay there. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Oh, my God. For I will fear no evil. I like that. I will fear no evil. No evil. Now, why is it that we are so frightened and so scared of some things? I know I go out the country a whole lot. I do a lot of flying and ask the individual where they go. If God wanted me to fly, he'd give me some wings. Sometimes you get on the water, I can't drink all that water, I can't swim. That's fear. And I always tell what Paul said. God, not Davis, not the pastor, not the prophet. God did not give you and I the spirit of fear. Yes, you don't be in front of a speeding train, how much you can stop it. You don't do foolish things of that nature. But he did not give us that spirit. You have to have a mind, I can conquer it. When I get on a plane, I thank God before I get on it. When I get off, I thank him for a safe landing, because I've done what I have supposed to do. Lord have mercy. Did not give us a spirit of fear. And I want you to drop down here to verse number 5, and we'll close out on that tonight. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Now, brothers and sisters, I know sometimes we get very upset. We do some foolish things, and we ask the Lord, kill my enemies and do this and do that. Don't you know your enemies is some of your greatest blessings? Jealousy, David said, is cruel as the grave. You should want people to talk about you. That's free adversity. You didn't have to pay for that. They are pumping you up. But at the end of the day, when they get through talking about you and criticizing and abusing your name, God has that number. It says when they're thirsty, you give them drink. When they're hungry, you give them eat. You give them food to eat. If they're in prison, you go to visit them. If then and I see you, you go and pray over them. Because the Bible said you heap coals upon their head. Because when, at the end of the day, notice what he just said. This is what God was speaking to you and I. It says, I will. Listen here. It says, God said, thou prepare, thou have. This is something God is, every time they curse you out, every time they talk about you, they stammer your name, God is making your table bigger. He's making it more attractive, and he's preparing it just for you. It could be 100 feet wide, 100 feet long, and only one table, one chair at the table, and you at the center, and you sitting there. But see, God don't want you to be blessed and your enemies is dead, because they are saying, I'm going to kill him, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. But God is going to let every one of them have that raw golden opportunity to look up and see you at the table. Oh, come on, somebody, say, at the table. This is God's table. This is what God is going to put you at. It says at the table. Thou have prepared a table before me. In the presence of my enemies, all your haters going to see you. They going to be hating me. They want to know, no, you stay where you are. In the presence of my enemies, it says, thou anointed my head with oil. That's the oil of anointing. That's the oil that spreads the wisdom and give you the insight and cause you to have the word that I told Sister Pat some time ago. I said, just be patient. Patience is a hard thing to conquer, but once you can let patient have her virtue, you will always come out on top. Oh, my God, what a word. What a word. The Lord is my shepherd, and the earth will not go nowhere. Oh, we want to say to each and every one of you tonight, thank God for these little few scholarly words. I pray to God that something has been said to pick you up, to let you know that, hey, if the battle is not over, it's time for you to shout and give God the praise and pick him up and let him know exactly how much you love him and let him know that, Lord, I know you love me. Let me tell you what the scripture says in the four gospel right. It says, I will always, tell him, David, tell him, I will always be at your side. I will never forsake you, will never leave you. When you're going through tough times and you feel like the weight of the world is on your shoulder, guess what? God is right there. He didn't go nowhere. He said, if you make your bed in hell, I'm there. Anywhere you go, I'm there. I'm right there with you. I will never forsake you. Oh, we walk away from God, but God is still there. Oh, what are you saying, David, when we walked away and tried to go back into the world and do foolishness and seem like you almost lost your life? But who's there? Who was still there watching over you? God was there. Oh, my God, I feel the anointing. Oh, I don't know who it is, but somebody on the line tonight. Oh, you're going through something. Oh, we're going to ask you to get warm. We're going to pray for you tonight. We're going to tell you what thus said Jehovah Elohim. God has a word in the prophet's mouth. There's a word for you tonight. All you got to do is just push one on your receiver, and the lines will open up, and we'll pray with you. And trust and believe God. I said, believe God. Believe God. God, I live, and God, I die. I say all the time, prayer. Please, ma'am, listen to me. Prayer. Prayer is the key. And faith. Oh, Lord. Faith will unlock the door. Oh, we thank you tonight. Thank you for this little time that we've spent together, breaking bread and enjoying the presence of our anointing and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, God, I feel you tonight. Hallelujah. My soul. My soul. My soul says, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. God is in the blessing business. and you can't beat him getting rich. Well, we're going to go back to our engineer, Dr. Scott. If you want prayer, just push button one on your keypad, and we'll pray with you. We know that prayer answers all things. Prayer can go where you cannot walk. See, prayer can do more for you than anything in this whole wide world. We want to say to you, wherever you are, a good God bless you, and thank you for being with us on this line tonight. Back to your hand, Dr. Scott. God bless you.
Yes, sir, and thank you so much, Bishop. That was an inspiring and uplifting sermon, and it's just a wonder and delightful to have you and Pastor Benjamin on the line at the same time. Every time we're on the line, we say, we need to do this more often. We need to get you on here every month because, Lord, you just lift us right up. I do want to tell you there are a few people who now have clicked the one. And what we'll do is I just want to say to the folks, I'm going to open your line. And as soon as I open your line, all you need to do is just say your first name, and the bishop will then pray with you. So I'm opening the line for caller 3087.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello. How are
Hello.
You? It's Sister Nichelle.
All right. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Prophet. I was calling in for prayer.
All right. What do you need prayer directed for?
I'm trying to get approved for a townhouse, and I've been denied by the banks. I was praying for a turnaround with that situation. And then I also applied for some principal jobs. I was praying for some interviews to come forth with that. I know God is able. And he has blessed before and always does come on time for me.
All right. You say you know God is able. And you say
I didn't
hear it very clearly.
Yes,
apply
for some principal job.
I applied
for some principal job. Yes, sir.
A principal job.
Yes,
all right.
Sir.
Are you sure you want that job?
Yes, I do.
Do you want it because of the prestige or because of the money, or you just want to move up?
I want to move up, but I've been a teacher for 10 years, and I got my doctorate in ed leadership, so I make a difference in the classroom so the teachers can teach the kids the right way so that they can do well, not just in school, but just in general, in life.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you what's in my spirit.
Okay.
The Bible tells us that overcome. It's in the book of Ecclesiastes. I'm going to tell you the Bible. Take away that. That'll give you a little homework since you're a teacher.
Okay.
Overcome. It speaks that three times.
Mm-hmm.
And when you read that, I want you to say, overcome what you're praying for.
Okay.
Overcome the finance from the bank. Overcome the position to be a principal. Overcome that my situation, because I'm picking up something there, so a little uncomfortable feeling in your body on the back side when it comes down from your shoulders, the back of your neck. I'm feeling a pain in that area of your body every now and then, and you've been ignoring it, but it's not serious, and it can be serious, but you're just pushing it to the side. I'm telling you this because I want to know if I'm talking to the right person.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Sometimes I get it, not often or anything. Once in a while, I'll get a problem.
That's okay.
An accident. It was an accident about 2 years ago.
God will allow to pick up something about you that's in the past, present, or future that you know I don't know. To let you know that I'm from God. I want you to believe God. And I want you to set a time date on God. See, we pray for things and we say, Lord, bless this and bless that. We're going to put a time on God. We're going to time when we want God to move. And a prophecy don't need to be that God's going to bless you. I need to tell you a certain amount of days, a year, a month. Because you've probably been here, God's going to bless you. Just hang in there. God's going to work it out, and you're still the same problem. So God's word plain enough. Not saying this, that a fool will not err. That's in your scripture. So Yes, God. The month of March just keep, March and May just keep just flashing for me. I don't know whether those 2 months have any significance to you or something that you've done in the past at March and May. Is there a special day in those, in any one of those months? But that's what just came before me. March and May.
March and May. Okay, write that. Write that down.
God said there would be a complete turnaround. There would be a complete turnaround just for you in that month.
The turnaround in March. Hold on, Pastor. Hold on. I'm writing it down.
Write it
March
down.
And March and May.
Hmm? Uh-huh. There will be a complete turnaround in your life. God is going to open doors for you that you would never believe that could happen. And the loan that you want from the bank, don't worry about the bank, because God will fix someone else that will finance it for you, and you don't even have to go to the bank. So don't even worry about that. You start thinking God now, what you're asking for, and you have to water it, what you said. What you do when you pray and ask God for something, the first thing you do, you thank him for it. The next thing you do, you see yourself enjoying it. You see it in your possession. And when you do that, it haven't got there yet. The Bible says when you pray, believe that you have already
received
it. So you start the night from the night of this prophecy, and you start to looking forward and knowing that God have already blessed you with those two things you just asked me for. Father God,
Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus.
Oh God, you heard this request from this thy sister. And oh God,
thank
we are touching and agreeing, knowing that you is God. And there's no way you can make a mistake. And oh God,
Jesus.
We put a mandate on your word because you said speak those things as if they were, as if they were not. Father God, we ask you to touch this young lady and bless her so miraculous that she won't even be able to stand herself. But she will always learn how to give you the love and the respect. And oh
thank
God, we just thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
And oh God,
thank
we
you, Lord.
Remove this unpleasant condition that it will never come again. It will never bow her as long as she lives. In the
thank
name
you,
of Jesus.
Jesus.
And we forever
Jesus.
Give you the praise. In Jesus' name,
amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
God is a good God. Is there another caller would like to have prayer tonight?
Yes, Bishop, we have another caller on the line. And I just want to say, caller, before I open up your line, please make sure you have nothing in the background that is quiet. Then that way you'll be able, the bishop will be able to hear you, and you'll be able to hear him. So, caller, your last four numbers are 0381. I'm about to open your line right now. Caller 0381, are you there?
Yes. Bishop Davis, this is Evangelist Hazel Johnson calling. You blessed me tonight with that word, and I'm calling for prayer for I want to make sure that I'm in the will of God.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure that you
yes.
are in the will of
whatever
God.
Whatever I do, wherever I go, I want to make sure I'm in the will of God.
Well, I understand what you're saying, and I'm going to say something, and it's not for an insult. It's not trying to be embarrassing. And it's not
right.
putting you on. But you said you want to make sure. Now, the only way that you can make sure, you have to know his voice when he speaks to you. The Bible
yes.
said, know my voice. Now,
mm-hmm.
God could speak to you, and you might not be sure. He could have said you this, that, and the other. So it says, my sheep know my voice. So I will come back. First, example myself. Have I really accepted you as my Savior? Do I really put all I got in you, my life, everything in your hand? Once you examine yourself that way, you should be able to let him forth when he speaks to you. Are you understanding me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I'm saying that way because I'm not God. I can't say my voice going to be a bass or baritone or tenor. But we have to get to the point that we have to know God for ourselves. Not saying that you're not saved. Not saying that you're not a child of God. Not saying that
yes.
But you brought the question. It seemed like it's a gap in there that should not even be there. You should
yes.
know God, God speak to you. But I can understand you want the clarity of understanding. But God has a way of letting you and I know exactly that we're in his will, you know.
Yes.
And so knowing his voice. But I'm going to pray for you anyway. Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Put you together, and you'll be one in the midst. Oh, God,
yes,
this is not a request. This is a request for someone want to be sure with clarity, knowing that
yes,
I am,
Lord.
That I am, that I am. And, oh, God,
yes,
we can open her with enlightenment that she'll be able to know without a shadow of a doubt that I am pointing exactly
yes,
what you're doing for me. Oh, God,
yes,
I just don't
Lord.
Want to miss you. I don't want to be on
yes.
the wrong path. I've got to be
yes,
on the
Lord.
Road. It's been too long. It's been too long. It's been too hard of a struggle to be a Catholic.
Yes,
and, oh, God,
yes.
I've got to be on your side.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 One of the God, I want you to be encouraged. I want you to do
yes.
your, I want you to do something tonight. If
yes.
you don't mind, it's for you.
Yes.
I want you, before you go to bed tonight, I want you to repeat the 23rd division of Psalms.
Yes.
I want you to repeat that three times.
Yes.
And I want you to go to your kitchen and look up there, and you got a very odd glass or cup in your
mm-hmm.
in your china cabinet. I want you to take that out. I want
yes.
you to go to your sink and fill it full of water six times.
Yes.
And on the seventh time, I want you to take it and set it in your bedroom, and God's going to give you a visit. Can you remember what I just said?
Yes, you said an odd cup. Didn't you say another odd glass? Take
if
it
you
to...
got an odd glass or odd cup, it's not like all the rest of them. It's a little different. I've not
yes.
seen it clearly what it is. It's in your china cabinet where you keep your glasses.
It's...
Take
oh,
that
right.
one in.
Okay.
You take that out, go to your
yes.
faucet, fill it full of water six times and pour it out. On
all
the
right.
seventh time, take it to your bedroom and put it in your bedroom where you sleep at, and God's going to
yes.
visit you.
All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I will do that.
And you
praise
be in touch. You call back
thank
next week. I'm gonna, if I can't get back on here with my friend.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Got
all right. God bless you now.
All right. You can call in for prayer. Just push one on your phone, and the prophet will pray with you and tell you what thus said the Lord, because God is in the blessing business, and God has a blessing, has a miracle just waiting on you. There is a blessing in the prophet's mouth, and you just need to call. Press one, and Dr. Scott will take your information.
Amen. Well, amen. Thank you so much for those inspiring prayers, and I'm sure that even though there are a number of people on the call who have not pressed one, as far as I can tell, I'm sure that they benefited and profited from hearing your message and your inspiring words and your wisdom. Thank you so much, Bishop, for being with us. And I just want to take a moment while people are deciding whether or not to press that one to remind you that this is a nonprofit church service that runs every Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, and then this time of the year, we have our special anniversary services. And many of our callers have asked us, now, how can we support your internet ministry? And the way that you're able to do that is simply take a check or a money order, address it to Glory United Ministries, and send it to 251 North DuPont Highway, and then right behind that address, you can put PMB, as in Peter Mary Brown, PMB 22. And that's Dover, Delaware, 19901. And any of your donations will be gratefully appreciated and are used solely to support this internet ministry. Well, Bishop, it looks like
yes,
the
sir.
Prayers that you have offered have inspired and uplifted us all. So I have Pastor Benjamin's line open. want to give her an opportunity to share some words of wisdom, and then we'll end the program.
All right, then. Thank you, Dr. Scott. It's been a pleasure being with you all tonight and all those that's on the line. I know there are some others on the line because I gave them the number. And I'm going to share this scripture with someone else on the line since they're the teacher. She was I told her if she was a teacher, she could easily find it, but I'm going to make it easier for her and everybody. It's the book of Ezekiel, the 21st chapter of the book of Ezekiel in the Old Testament book of the Bible. And I want you to read. It says, "I will" is how the sentence start off. But the next three words is, "I will overturn it, and it shall be no more." Or you read the rest of it tonight and see if God don't bless you. That's Ezekiel 21:27. All right, back to you, Dr. Scott. God bless you.
Thank you so much, sir. Really appreciate it. Pastor Benjamin?
Yes, God bless you. I thank you, my friend, Bishop Davis. You've always been there for me, and I just want to say thank you. And I also have a prayer request tonight. Make sure you be on the call next Wednesday night because I know it's Thanksgiving Eve and you all will be making your dressing and your sweet potato pies. But just take a time out to listen to the Word of God. We listen to everything else that we choose to. So choose to listen to the Word of God because you don't want to ignore God all the time. And he says, "I'll laugh at you when your calamities come. You will call me, and I will say exactly back to you what you're saying to me." If you say, "Lord, Lord," he'll repeat exactly what you said, "Lord, Lord." So you don't want to get in a place that everything is more important than the Word of God. When I call on the Lord, I'm like David. "Make haste, O God, to come to me speedily. Get here in a hurry." I don't want him to stand there and say, "Make haste, speedily, get here in a hurry." So come on, think about those things. Maybe you wasn't taught that, but it's in your Bible. If you would only read it, it's in there. He said, "I'll mark you when your calamity come, when your hard times come. I'll mark you." You don't want God to mark you. And I know Bishop is right. Many of you on this line just need to ask God to help you and prophet, stand with me, because God's going to make sure that his prophet know what to say and how to say it. You won't be embarrassed. If you want a private meeting, well, then get on and say, "I have an unspoken request. Can I speak to you at a later time?" Whatever. My request, Bishop, is unspoken. I don't want to embarrass a young lady. If it was mine, it wouldn't bother me at all. I'm not ashamed. Okay? But this young lady just found out a piece of information today. And it's a horrible thing that she found out while she was at work. She received some Facebook information. I know it's hurting. It's devastating. And I want prayer for her. I cannot call her name, but God knows who I'm speaking about. And I know, Bishop, you don't have to have a name to pray. Mm-hmm. But I have an unspoken request that you would pray for strength. Because what has taken place today, this young lady is going to need strength to get through this without losing it or harming someone. And we as children of God need to know that God is our help. He is our refuge. But you see, when you are not having the relationship with God that you should, you really, you know what, you rob your own self. Because you just don't know that how much help you have. But because you don't take the time, Grandma's saying, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. He'll hear your cry, and he'll answer by and by. Have a little talk with Jesus. Don't turn to alcohol. Don't turn to drugs. Don't even go to some of your friends. As Bishop was saying in the beginning, they're not even on the level that you're on. They can't pull you up when you're down. They can only pull you down with them. And I don't want this to happen for this young woman. It brings tears to my eyes because my heart is heavy over this, what took place today. But God has got it. That's why I told Dr. Scott that a move of God is on the way. A change got to come. A move of God is on the way. When Bishop is done praying, we will be finished. Unless there's someone else who got up the courage to push the one I was told as a child when we were in church, and I believe my sister Jackie is still on the line. She's a witness. When we went to church at King's Chapel, Church of God in Christ, Dr. Joseph A. King was our pastor. And Mother Seymour used to tell us when we were in the service, children, get up and say thank God for being here. And I know some of you on that line could just push that one to say, I thank God that I was able to hear the word. I would not want to hold a thank you back. Jesus said it, you'd be ashamed of me. Oh my God, I'd be ashamed of you before my Father. You can't push the one just to say, I thank God I heard the word. Woo! You all are going to make us pray a little harder that you'll loose your tongue. Just speak it out openly so that the devil can hear you. Tell God, thank you. I'm done, Bishop. Please pray for the young lady for me. I'm standing in the gap. I'm standing in the gap. I'm standing in the gap for this woman because she don't know quite how to get through this one. But I'm asking God that there'll be no problems, that everything will go smooth. Just like God said, if I asked him for anything, and Bishop his word said, if I asked him for bread, he will not give me a stone. And I'm asking him for bread tonight for this young lady. He said, if I asked him for a fish, he would not give me a snake. I'm asking God for bread and fish for this young woman. And the first thing I'm asking God for is her mind. Lord, touch her mind that the enemy won't be able to triumph over her. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you.
Praying to God that this young lady is on the line. Hope that she is. Your name will not be called, but we know who you are because God knows who you are. Do you think she's on the line with us tonight, Sister Evangelist Pastor?
I don't know. I know she works sometimes until 9. I don't know if she got off her job early to deal with the situation or not. But if she is on the line, I asked her to push the one so Dr. Scott can open up her line.
Well, while you was speaking, something came into my spirit and I went to the scripture. I like to answer those kind of things with the word of God, unless God give me something particular to say. And when we do that, we never have to worry about missing God. And an old song came to my mind while you was talking. It said, in God I live, Lord, I move and I have my being. Well, in God I live, Lord, I move and I have my being. Well, in the world, I live. Lord, I move and I have my being. Well, in the world I live, Lord, I move and I have. Well, evangelist, I have for her the book of Joshua. It seemed very difficult. I'm going to take my time, pray to God that you all can stay on, because someone else is facing the same thing. It might be on a different highway, a different street, but you got some embarrassing thing that you don't want out. And it's not a one of us that's on here tonight could say, well, preacher, I have no skeletons in my closet. It don't make no difference. If you tear the closet down, I will not be embarrassed. I don't think it's no one nowhere can say that. But what if happened to this young lady could happen to you, me, or anyone else? But God said, speak these words to her spirit, and this will encourage her. Pray to God that if she's not saved, she'll get saved. Pray to God if she don't have a relationship with God, she will have a relationship with God. Bad, you know, you got to be like Job. He did not allow bad news to turn him around. When they came and told him what had happened to his family, he did not let bad news turn him around. You read the book of Joshua, and I want you to look at the first chapter of the book of Joshua and look at the fifth verse. It says, thou shalt not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, and I, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Tell that young woman, tell her those words, Pat. Give her this scripture and let her be able to read it for herself. And then I want her to look at the sixth verse. It says, be strong and of good courage. Yes, we got some things that's embarrassing. We are ashamed for some things. But, you know, shame should not stop you from glorifying God. I could tell you some things about my past that might say, oh, how did God use me? Because I was chosen from my mother's womb. You was probably chosen after, even before. But you cannot lie. The adversary will always attack you where he thinks he can pull you away from God. He's not going to bring nothing positive out. And you just don't know. This same young lady, oh, my God, you could hear her. You could see her on TV and going around the world preaching and telling God what a mighty God she serves. You just don't know what God has in store for her, even with this shocking news. And the person that put it out, they all say, oh, my God, Sister Pat, let me tell you, he said, touch not my anointed. Be careful who you mark with your mouth. Be careful who you point a finger. Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. You don't know who is God's child. So keep your mouth off of people's spirit. If you can't say something good, don't say nothing at all. Notice what it says. It says, be strong and of good courage. For unto this person's sake, thou have divided of me an inheritance in the land which I sworn unto my fathers to give thee. I want you to go down to verse number 7. It says, oh, be strong and very courageous. Oh, be strong, young lady, and very courageous. Look at this situation and don't let it bother me, that thou may overcome to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, command thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left hand. Don't do nothing wrong. Or stay with God. To the right hand or left hand, that thou mayest prosper in whatsoever thy goal. But verse number 8, take these three words out of this verse and speak them daily. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. It's one word right there. Hallelujah. It's one word right there. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Speak God's word daily. Speak it daily on this situation. Speak it daily. The next line, it says, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. The next key word there is meditation. Thank God. Let God know how much you appreciate him, even though they're trying to scandalize you, even though they're trying to do this and do that. But just meditate on God. Say, Lord, let him know how much you love him. Let him know how much you can brag on him. Let him know how much you appreciate him. The next line, that thou mayest observe and do according to all that is there. That it is written. I'm going too fast here. That thou mayest observe and do according to all that is written therein. The next word there is do. Tell that young lady. That's all she got to do. Mouth. That's the first word there. Mouth and do. and tell her to watch God. The slander won't be on her. It'll go back to the sender. Tell her, don't worry. Yes, it's hurting. Yes, it's shocking. Yes, it's embarrassing. But you are not the only one who's been embarrassed. The person that did it is going to suffer time after time. The Bible says you have to give an account for all of your evil deeds. So do not allow evil to control you, because, young lady, there's something special waiting for you, and the adversary is trying his best to stop you before 2017 come in. Do not allow the devil to trick you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, woo, thank you, Holy Ghost, I feel you. Oh, my God, I say thank you. Oh, God, turn this confusion around. Change your mind. Change your spirit. We come against these foul spirits in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus and through the atmosphere into the spiritual realm, that she will not do nothing foolish, that she will be ashamed of. Oh, God, yes, it's embarrassing. It's disgusting. But, oh, God, you can take a shame and turn it into a glory. Oh, God, we just tell you thank you. Now, Lord, I say right now, Lord, oh, Jesus, come on here, Jesus, and move right now. My soul says yes, Lord. We say yes for this young lady tonight, that she will step out on the word of God. She's got to be strong. She's got to be courageous. And she's shown up, got to be bold. Jesus, oh, Lord. I said, Jesus, now, come on, Jesus, and pick a spirit man up. Come on, Jesus, roll her mind. Jesus, don't let her make a foolish decision that she'll be sorry for tomorrow. In the name of, I'm asking you right now, Lord, God, oh, Lord, move right now. I know you can, Lord. I know you can. And I got to pause right there and say thank you. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Good God. I feel you, Holy Ghost. I feel you moving right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. 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 Oh, thank you. I feel a relief, Sister Pat.
Thank
Ooh,
you, Jesus. Thank
I
you, Lord.
I feel a relief.
Thank
I'm
you,
feeling
Father.
In my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Shande rana kola la la ma shante. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
God. I thank you. Hallelujah. My soul says yes, Lord. Oh, God, I thank you. Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you. Back in your hands, starting. God bless each and every one of those that's on the prayer line that was with this service tonight. We ask you to be faithful to continue to be on. And make sure you send in that love gift, that donation, that this program can continue to go on week after week, month after month, year after year, decade after decade. And I'm going to pray to God that I can get back on here real soon. Or we might just be on here and help you get that turkey dressing and that pumpkin pie together. But we don't know how God is going to work out.
Amen. 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 Yes, Lord.
Ministry. Minstrel Anasia Figueroa. Come on, let's receive her as she comes.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. So honored to be here to the visionary of this great movement of God, Bishop T.D. Jakes. Amen. To First Lady Jakes, my mother in the spirit, I'm so glad to be here. To all of you who are here, to my pastor and father and Bishop Eric Figueroa, co-pastor Owen, amen. Just so glad to be here. How many of you know, no matter what the reasons are that all of you have come, all of us have come here together, there's but one purpose for us to be here. Amen. And that one purpose is for us to lift up the name of Jesus, to show our gratitude for his goodness, his kindness, and his mercy. Amen.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything.
At T-Mobile, we're declaring the end of data limits. Introducing T-Mobile One. One price, all unlimited, for everyone. That's right. Get unlimited 4G LTE data on your smartphone on our network that was built to handle it. And get it at a price that won't break the bank. With four lines of unlimited LTE data for just $35 a line per month with AutoPay. Switch today.
Top 3% of data users greater than 26 gigabytes per month may see reduced speeds until next bill cycle. Video typically streams at 480p with qualifying credit discount via bill credit plus taxes and fees.